This is episode 438. Do you or someone in your house have a thyroid? Any problems with that thyroid, like hypothyroidism, hyperthyroidism, Hashimoto's, Graves' disease, a slow metabolism, or simply weight gain? These are all possible issues with your thyroid. So on this episode, we've got five nutrients that you should be prioritizing to get your thyroid function improving or to make sure that your thyroid doesn't start falling apart. So let's dive in.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
What's up, my healthy friends? Welcome to this show of the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. Glad you're here. Thanks for hanging out. Now, if you're in a situation where you're actually ready to start making a change with your body and your health, I want you to know that this year, I'm helping 500 people to achieve real weight loss. And by real, I mean dealing with what's really weighing you down, not just the number on the scale. So if you're sick of the yo-yo diets, the weight regain, all of that kind of stuff that's associated with restricting food and ending up back where you started, if you're done with that, for good, then scroll down to the show notes or the caption below. You'll see a link. Book in a call with me or my team, and let's see if we can work together and help you through that challenge once and for all. All right, we're talking thyroid today because a lot of the people I work with, whether they know it or not, have challenges with their thyroid health or their thyroid is contributing to some of the challenges. But the good thing is that we can do a lot with diet, which I'm going to talk about in this episode in regards to nurturing the thyroid back to full function and full health, right? So firstly, the thyroid location, it's in your neck, just under your jaw, basically wraps around your sort of esophagus, and your breath or windpipes there, right? And you can feel it if you put your fingers in there. You're probably thinking, oh, I don't actually know what it feels like. But you're probably touching it if you're doing anything like what I'm doing on the video right now on YouTube. But just underneath your jaw, right around your windpipe, somewhere there, you'll find it. Now, it's part of the endocrine system. And there's different sort of measurements about this in different textbooks and literature. But it controls about 60% of your metabolism. It also makes hormones, hence the endocrine system thing, which contribute to how fast your heart beats, how deep you breathe, whether or not you gain or lose weight, which is why when people say they've got a slow metabolism, that, you know, maybe there's some thyroid issues going on because they can't lose weight. It can also contribute to body temperature, cholesterol levels, and for women, their menstrual cycles as well. Now, you might have heard of hyperthyroidism, right? And that's kind of like a conversation around too much hormone. So your thyroid is producing too much of the necessary hormones. Or there's hypothyroidism, which is not enough of the right hormones. Now, hyper is weight loss, right? That's one of the major symptoms of that is weight loss. Now, hypo, I always think of the letter O in that as somebody that's overweight. And so that is weight gain. Now, a lot of the people that I work with are most likely to fall into the hypothyroidism category. Whether it's a legit diagnosis or not, supporting the thyroid in any situation if weight loss is involved is really, really important. Now, how would you know if you've got any challenges with your thyroid? Well, you might have some weight gain or some, you know, unexplainable weight loss or simply a challenge of not being able to add weight. So that's more your hyper, right? But if it's weight, stubborn weight that won't go away, that you plateau really easy, you're doing all the right things and it's not shifting, it might be hypothyroidism, right? Other sort of things that show up as part of a thyroid picture in either direction could be, and not limited to, this little list here, which is, I guess, a little bit of depression, some mood challenges, some mental health challenges, a little bit of hair falling out, some low energy, maybe consistently low energy, and you're not quite feeling at capacity. Maybe constipation, some gut issues can be a part of it too. Maybe you've got cracked nails, muscle cramps, weight gain. That's, like I said, the world I'm in the most of. Lack of energy, I guess I said that already. Adrenal fatigue, although some medical practitioners don't really believe adrenal fatigue is a thing, but, you know, feeling exceptionally tired to the point that you're really struggling to get any energy. Now, one way to think about the thyroid is it's kind of like the warning sign. You know, it's the thing ahead of everything else that sort of is the canary in the coal mine. And it's really negatively affected by toxins, which we get from food, which we breathe in from the air that's full of fumes and toxins from cars and not filtering our water. So the thyroid it's got a high susceptibility to damage from toxins and heavy metals and mold and things like that. Okay. So it's one reason to be low tox, to use all natural products. And not natural because the bottle says it. I mean, look into the ingredients, look into making them, all that kind of stuff, you know, making them at home. And the same with a lot of the skin creams we put on, because a lot of the skin creams, women and men, you know, after we shave for men, but women generally want to, you know, work on their soft skin. It's highly likely that you actually put cream on that part of your neck, which is absorbed straight into the area of thyroid. So, you know, a lot of skin creams are full of shit, right? Anyway, toxins are not good for your thyroid is the moral of that story. So, but I wanted to jump in here quickly because it's really easy to eat a diet, I believe, that helps your thyroid, okay? So I've got five nutrients that I think are important. The first one is iodine, right? Or iodine. Now, seafood and shellfish are fantastic sources of iodine. We've got kelp and nori. So we're talking seaweed. Seaweed, I love baked seaweed as a snack. Some olive oil on it, some salt on it. It's so delicious. It's not overly filling, but it's one of those things that I make sure is always available because I love it when I do eat it, but I know it's really good for me, okay? Brazil nuts also are regularly in my cupboard for this exact same reason. And these are two things that I always advise clients have in their diet, Brazil nuts and seaweed of some kind. All right, the next nutrient is selenium. Now, selenium acts in an antioxidant fashion to protect the thyroid from inflammation. But it also helps it balance out one of those sort of chemicals or hormones that I was talking about before called T4. You probably heard T3 and T4. I'm not going to go into those today, but in future videos, happy to. Now, the next nutrient is B1, right? B1. And no, for those of us in Australia, I'm not talking about bananas in pajamas. And for anybody international that is like, what is that? Go to YouTube, type in bananas in pajamas, and you'll understand what I mean. But I'm talking about B1, the thiamine, right? And so the foods that we've got for that are nuts like pistachios, pine nuts, things like hemp seeds. We've got the seafood appearing again, salmon, mussels. Also for people that eat some bread or any bread, rye bread has a little bit of it as well. Now, the next nutrient is B12. Now, despite all the debates that exist in the space, vegans and vegetarians, mainly vegans, are going to be incredibly low, exceptionally deficient, and struggling to get sources of B12 outside of an artificial synthetic supplement. So the first thing is that if, you know, I ever had somebody with a thyroid issue or a weight issue that was vegan or vegetarian, I would be advising them, professionally speaking, as a nutritionist, to shift to animal protein. And if they weren't going to do that, you know, that's okay. We adapt and accommodate different people in different situations. We would find other ways. But the best way to get B12 into your diet, along with iron as well, is animal protein. Vegos are going to be a little better off, but vegans are going to be the ones that are really low in B12, right? So it's really important to get in. Now, probiotics is the fifth one that I want to put on this list. Why am I putting that on? So indirectly, I'm talking about how this impacts the thyroid, which is that a lot of the inflammation and the damage that is done to the thyroid is due to leaky gut, right? And so what leaky gut is, simply, really quickly, is the cells that are in our gut are separated over time through eating shitty food and terrible stuff that damages the gut. And so instead of fully digesting food before we absorb it, we actually end up letting through much larger food particles, right? And things that actually maybe shouldn't even be absorbed in the gut because previously the gut would have protected us from it. And so probiotics, things like sauerkraut, kimchi, clean yogurt — when I say clean yogurt, I mean grass-fed cows — is what we're really looking for. If we rebuild the gut and heal the gut and tighten up those junctions in the gut, then a lot of these chemicals and toxins that end up damaging — and this is stuff from bread as well, I'm talking like gluten, and there's a whole conversation about the things that gluten mimics in the body and triggers in the body. But the point is, if we let that stuff through, that inflammation and some of those toxins and chemicals end up damaging the thyroid. And I think leaky gut is a major way in which food does that to the thyroid. So I would be a huge advocate for all of the foods I've already mentioned as part of healing your gut. But the major thing here is the probiotics, because the probiotics introduce many species of bacteria, and your microbiome then is starting to interact with and cultivate a community of species of bacteria and fungus and all of the bits and pieces down there, yeast, that are actually able to help you thrive and protect you from all of the stuff that you're meant to be protected from. Okay, so they're the list of five things. Now, before I wrap this up, I just want to say quickly, no matter what you eat, no matter how much you've got going on, one of the things that really negatively impacts your thyroid health in any direction is stress. And no matter how perfectly you eat or how much you work out, you might still be struggling to deal with your weight or your health situation or whatever's going on. And often stress and an activated nervous system and lots of cortisol and lots of adrenaline is at the core, not just for thyroid stuff, but a lot of stuff. But in the context of thyroid things and conditions and body situations that won't shift, or you've plateaued and stuck, or you're just doing all the right things and nothing's changing, stress is often the source of the problem. So although we should still be eating super well, even if we're not seeing progress in our physical results or our body situation, we really want to look at stress. And I think it's so important when it comes to thyroid health that we look at stress. Okay, that's it for me today. I hope you've gotten something from this and you're adding these five different things to your diet. Just quickly, I want to go over them. There's probiotics, B12 foods, B1 foods, selenium and iodine, seaweed, Brazil nuts, seafood, shellfish, animal proteins, nuts, pistachios, pine nuts, hemp seeds, right? And probiotics, sauerkraut, kimchi, clean yogurt. There we go. Bang. Bob's your uncle. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast, simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is. Loving what you're hearing? Make sure you're subscribed here on your favorite podcast app. Or there's even more waiting for you over on YouTube. On our channel, you'll get to see our fascinating guests demonstrate their techniques in real time. You'll see my animated explanation of complex health concepts made simple, plus all of those you had to be there moments that we mentioned in the show. The Coaching with Maddie episodes will be there too. We're also creating exclusive YouTube shorts, quick, powerful health tips you won't find anywhere else. And let's face it, if we're going to be doom scrolling, which we all do from time to time, you might as well make it worthwhile. Just search How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast on YouTube and hit subscribe to unlock the visual side of becoming a healthy friend of the show. Because sometimes you need to see it to believe it, and also to achieve it. The direct link is in the show notes below. Come and join our YouTube community.